Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the second talk dedicated to the mobility hubs. Today, we will discuss the link between mobility as a service and the mobility hubs. I am very pleased to welcome Aurélien Côté, International Sales Director at Instant System, a startup specialized in mass application development and member of a Mass Alliance. Hi, Aurélien.
Hi everyone. So first, thanks Viaide for inviting me for this topic that I really enjoy, the mobility hub. So yes, I'm the international sales director at Instant System. So Instant System is a French company that has been there since 2013. So mainly we are developing solutions for collectivity and corporate to provide a solution to handle the mobility. So from passenger information, trip planner, on a completely mass solution. On for those of you who are living in Paris, if you are using on the Île-de-France Mobility or Pass Navigo to recharge your pass, it's us. So just to let you know what we are doing. Anyway, let's go straight to the point. Mobility hubs. Do you want to ask me the question, or do you want me to go straight to the point?
Yes, Aurélien. But just before that, a few words about all the talks. As you know, these talks are hosted by the Mobility Club, which is the private circle connecting corporates and startups in the mobility and smart city industries. We provide to our members deep insights on key trends shaping the mobility sector, and we develop closer ties with startups as well. As you know, for the next 15 minutes, do not hesitate to use the chat on the right-hand side of your screen to introduce yourself and ask some questions. And Aurélien, thank you so much for this introduction of Instant System. And now let's deep dive into the topic of our talk. But maybe just to get an overview of what is the mobility hub, could you define and tell us more about all the types of mobility hubs?
Yeah, it's true that like the mobility as a service, mobility hubs has many definitions according to the people who are talking to about it. But historically speaking, you have two main mobility hubs that people don't think about it, but they use it a lot. It's the terminal train station in city centers. So people arriving from a long distance, when they arrive at the train station, most of the time they have a choice by taxi, public transport that could be subway, bus, or tram, depending on the city. And since that we had now new mobility services, you have also e-scooters, e-bikes, and car sharing, etc. The next historical mobility hubs is definitely airport. People arriving at the airport, they are even if it's in the same country or abroad, you arrive in the new environment where you don't have your private car. So what you have mainly in these mobility hubs is taxi, public transport like rapid bus transit that goes from the airport to the center of cities. Sometimes you have a train, the subway, etc. But since the past, I would say, 5, 6 years, thanks to the new mobility services that could be used by the user, the e-bikes, the car sharing, etc., we started to see different kind of mobility hubs. So you have the first that we call the connecting hubs set around large train, bus, large train station, bus station, tram station. Not necessarily the one in the center that has an arrival on terminal, but the regular one in any cities that could go from the across the city to the suburbs. And you have sometimes some bigger station than others. Why? It's because it's a connecting hub. And there, you start to have more and more of this. And for people who are living in Paris, when we think about the Grand Paris that is being built with different, with new mobility service infrastructure like train and subway and buses, there you're going to start to have more and more of those connecting hubs. If you think also about the city, big city like Paris or London or Berlin, each time you are in the center of a city, when you take the public transport, the bus, or mainly the subway, the metro, when you get out, you have already a taxi station, a bike, an e-scooter. those things wasn't true a few years ago. But thanks to the innovation, we start to have this kind of different mobility hubs. And it's interesting that people are using also this connecting center hub when they want to go from one bus lane to another one, or one metro station to another one, instead to do that underground. What we are seeing also more and more, mainly in Germany, in Australia, in Netherlands, and in UK, and I think we're going to start to see that in France too, is suburban hubs. Why? It's because if you think that the congestion of cities are mainly done by people living in the distant suburbs, because they are taking the car to go to the center of the city, we need to find solution. And to find solution is to really have this mindset of park and ride. That means you take your private car or your private bike from your home to a train station where you can park safely, securely your asset, so your car or your bike, and then take the public transport to go to the center of a center. And then you have also some what we call the community hubs that are around big area of activities, like a university, like an hospital, or like business center that are not in the center of a city, but outside, etc. But what is very important is these mobility hubs are set on a public space. And it depends on the number of type of MSPs, so mobility service provider, that could be operating nearby those mobility hubs. So you will have small hubs and big hubs.
Okay, thank you. Super interesting. You went through very different kinds of mobility hubs, but also modes of transport. So we can think about also the mobility as a service and mobility hubs. Precisely, can you go through the link between the mobility as a service and mobility hubs?
It's exactly that. Mobility as a service, if you don't know the definition, is being able to aggregate the mobility providers, public and private, operating in the same area, integrated in one application. So the end user can plan a trip from A to B, having choices of mobility that can be used to go from A to B, mm-hmm. the fastest, the more sustainable, the cheapest, etc. If you think about connecting hubs, so that means all those mobility services that are integrated in a mobility as a service application. The mobility as a service will be also a good set of how to manage mobility hubs, because they need to be linked. We need to know what is available in those mobility hubs to mm-hmm. be integrated in the mass. So the end user, when he create a demand of an itinerary, we are sure that something is there to be used or not. But at least we have the information. So those, for me, the mass will be the grid of all those mobility hubs. Mm-hmm.
Okay, super interesting. And have you noticed some obstacles to the development of the mobility hubs, and mass a real solution to?
So the mobility hubs, we are talking about infrastructure. So if you want to park a bike, a private, or a bike that is operated by an MSPs, it's important to create the infrastructure to make sure that everything is set properly, because we are talking about public space. So most of those mobility services are electrical, so they need to be recharged. So in terms of infrastructure, it's important to think how you can build these mobility hubs with all the ecosystem behind, the connectic, the electricity, the security, and then the right set of data that could be used by mobility service mass providers. So it's a question of budget, it's a question of project, and it's a question of acceptance also, because it's on the public space. Not everyone wants mobility hubs next door. So there are some obstacles, but it's the start, and we'll see more and more of this system, because it's going to help the management of a mobility within territories.
Okay, so super nice. To the audience, do not hesitate to ask some questions. But if there's not, Aurélia, maybe do you have noticed some good practices at the European level talking about the systems for mobility hubs?
Yes, we saw many mobility hubs on the private on the public sector in Germany, in Australia, Netherlands, and UK, where they try to really find a solution for the people to have an alternative to their cars. So, in some distant neighborhoods where people don't have a 15 minutes by foot cities. Like what you have when you are living in a capital like Paris. If you live in Paris, you have nearly everything you need with less than 10 to 15 minutes by foot. Not everywhere in Paris, but most of the time you have it. When you are living in the distant suburb, and I take my personal case, I'm living nearby Versailles in a city named Vaucresson. When I want to go to Paris, I need to take my car to park it to the first metro station. In the petite couronne of Paris, and then I take the public transport. When I want to do my shopping, it's the same. I need to take my car, so because I'm too far away by foot, and I'm on the top of a hill. So if I do my shopping, if I have to carry something very too heavy, it could be a burden. I do agree. I could now think about the new bikes. Where they are electrical, and you have a tank in front of it, of you, that's where you can put storage to store your errands. But what I mean by this is like, yes, those mobility hubs are more and more created and tested in these German countries that are more, I would say resilient and more used to use a bike, for instance, to go from one place to another one. And they use their car really for a longer trip. And we see that people are using it more and more. And it's not necessarily people living in the suburb that goes to the city. It's also people living in the city visiting people in the suburb. Because when you don't have any car and you're living in the center of a city, you want to visit one in the distant suburb. Do you need the person to pick you up, or could you have a solution to go visit your friend? And that's where we saw a big part of usage also in Australia is people living in the center using this solution outside the center.
Okay, thanks for sharing. You talked about visiting, and we have a question from Nathalie Moreau asking, can we say that the parking of the future will be a mobility hub?
Yes, it's going to be a mobility hub, and very interesting question because it's going to anticipate what we can talk about private mobility hubs. Private mobility hubs is how to optimize the space of private parking that could be in apartment residences or in offices buildings, where in many cases those parkings are not completely used. It's rarely 100% used. So you always have some spaces left, and according to the time of the day also. And so we are starting to see more and more of those private parking to open up to the public, or at least to people from outside that are not living or working in those buildings, having access and pay for it. So yes, and that's where the mobility as a service will have a huge impact, because you won't have hundreds of mobility of parking space in those private mobility parking, but you will have two there, two there, two there, and maybe 50 or 100 around a mobility hub. And that's where the mass will have a huge impact, being able to reserve, open the gate of a private property to park your car, and why not recharge?
Okay, so super interesting. So mass also has a potential service, which is the question of Jérôme Tan from Total, asking which services would you foresee in mobility hubs in the coming years?
So what I was saying, being able to reduce the car. And after that, one business model that we foreseen also is when we talk about mobility hubs, we are also talking about immobility hubs. What I mean by immobility hubs is those mobility hubs are connecting to for people, but it could be also a place to do shopping or to meet people. What I mean by this is a mobility hubs is a place that could host different type of mobility, cars, car that needs to be recharged, bike, e-scooter, public transport. You could recreate those mobility hubs not to be only a connecting space, but also a space where people could see each other or do something. Or even, for instance, I give you a simple example. I'm living nearby Versailles. I have a train station that is nearly 20 minutes by foot. I could definitely walk there if, for instance, they would have a workspace with where I could book a meeting room with a big screen where I could have my video conference for important meetings. I wouldn't have to go to the office because it was my day of working from home. And in those mobility hubs, you will think to recreate also an environment where people could interact. And when we talk about Total, I know that Total is looking how to retrofit and readapt their gas station to be mobility hubs.
Okay. Thank you so much, Aurélien, for sharing all those insights. See you next week for the third talk with Nathalie Masraval, which is the Services Director of Communauté de Communes de Grand-Pré Saint-Loup. She will talk more about all the mobility hubs in the low-density area. Thank you, everyone, and have a nice day.
Thank you for inviting me, and I'm going to put my email in the chat box. If you have any question, don't hesitate. I'm here to answer. Thank you again, Viaide, for inviting me for this topic that
Thank
I
you,
love.
Aurélien. Thank you, everyone.